from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you've heard the old saying, it's easy as pie to begin, it's tougher than nails to finish. That's what I think about running. Believe it or not, I was a runner. In high school, I ran 3 to 5 miles 5 days a week, every day before school. In my late 20s, I picked running back up again, and I worked my way all up to 7 miles a day, multiple days a week. And I even began to think about running a marathon, a Disney marathon, of course, but I did think about running a marathon. But when it comes to running, it's easy as pie to begin. It is tougher than nails to finish. Somewhere along the course, just zap. You're done. Energy gone. This weekend, we have 10 confirmands. You were confirmed once, and Solomon was too. Confirmed or anointed by Zadok. Solomon was the king of Israel. It all happened back at the Gihon Spring. Solomon came out of those starting blocks like a greyhound after jackrabbits. All the money was on Solomon, this the 10th of David's 17 sons. 1 Kings 3:7 calls him a Na'ar, a kid. And we would say Solomon was a kid wonder. He spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs numbered 1,005. He gained control of 2 international trade routes, the Via Maris, which ran along the Mediterranean coast, and the King's Highway that connected Egypt in the south all the way up to Damascus and the Euphrates River up in the north. The result was 1 Kings 4:25. From Dan to Beersheba, Judah and Israel lived in safety, each man under his own vine and fig tree. Solomon needed no lessons in the Ten Commandments or the Lord's Prayer, no quizzes on the Old Testament or the New Testament, no sermon summaries, no confirmation points. If there was ever a surefire candidate for confirmation, it was Solomon. For the first 10 chapters of 1 Kings, he is awesome. But then along comes chapter number 11. Solomon had 700 wives of royal birth. Zap. And 300 concubines, zap. And his wives led him astray, zap. Zap, zap, zap. It's the sound of those bugs hitting that bug zapper. A light attracts them and they fly into the light and zap. You think bugs would see the littered tray with other dead bugs? You think some bug would say, no, wait a minute. I'm not going to blindly follow my desires toward that light, but you know what? Bugs don't do that. And you know what? Solomon doesn't do that either. Forgetting the words of his father David, Yahweh is my light and my salvation, Solomon flies towards other lights, 1,000 to be exact, and as a result, zap. As if he's out running a marathon and has no more energy. The text says that his wives turned his heart. Zap goes the kingdom. Zap goes Solomon and all of his glory. Zap goes the confirmation vows. It's easy as pie to begin. It's tougher than nails to finish. We are great at beginning. Unbridled enthusiasm, high energy, a never-say-die spirit like hot knives into butter. We tear into new projects, new classes, new relationships. That's how the sixth grade confirmands are. They come to class excited about what they're going to learn, and I begin teaching them the 66 words, and I say, hey, sixth graders, let's go all the way back to the beginning. Wow, such excitement. They go, yeah, 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 and they rise to their feet and they begin to chant the words. I know, you weren't sure what you were supposed to do in that moment. But as time goes on, we get weary, fatigued, impatient, and zap. Not another sermon summary. It's a bore, a snore, a chore, and I don't want to do any more. Thanks be to God. Confirmation day is here. Thanks be to God, it's the end, or so we pretend. We so often pretend that confirmation is the end, and then we zoom off towards different lights, dazzling lights, deadly lights, at least 1,000 of them. Lights of pride, power, position, prestige, prominence. And then zap goes the joy of our salvation. Zap goes our passion for the word. Zap goes our zeal for the word and for Jesus Christ. And zap goes our confirmation vows. Without realizing it, we fly toward godless lights and suddenly find ourselves lying in a tray with dead bugs. Today, you are being confirmed, or you are remembering your confirmation when you said that you will not fall away from the faith even unto death. But Solomon fell away, and so have, or so will you. So hear Matthew 12:42. One greater than Solomon is here. This king was also surrounded by lucrative lights. He began strong, and he finished strong. For him, it was tougher than nails, literally. Because in addition to the nails, there was the scourging and the spitting and the slapping and the sweating, the bleeding and the beating and the crowning with thorns. Still, he finished. In spite of his disciples' kiss of betrayal, in spite of his friends running for cover, in spite of his countrymen clamoring for his death, in spite of his father's abandonment, look, listen. The sky is dark and the other two are moaning. There he is, taking a deep breath and speaking his last word. John 19:30 records it. Tetelestai, it is finished. The veil torn, the blood poured, the sacrifice completed, death defeated, paradise restored. So today, just now, lackluster finishers like you, like me, we get no zap from on high. Instead, a father's welcome, a shepherd's embrace, a friend's infinite love. If the life of Solomon, David's great son, goes to show it's easy as pie to begin, then the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, David's greatest son, proves that it was tougher than nails to finish. He finished for you, for me, for the entire world, but we still have the marathon. When it comes to running, it's easy as pie to begin, it's tougher than nails to finish. And we are still running. Done with confirmation, you're still running. Been baptized, you're still running. Completed high school, college, you're still running. Found the love of your life and got married, you're still running. Raised your family and they moved out of the house, you're still running. Completed your career and began retirement, you're still running. We are all still beginning the marathon course. So fellow beginners, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us run with endurance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes upon Jesus Christ, the beginner and finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. In this great cloud of witnesses that surrounds us is Moses. Moses, who told God no 5 times, but finished strong. In the end, Deuteronomy 34:7, Moses was 120 years old when he died, yet his eyes were not weak, nor his strength gone. And in this cloud is Joshua, surrounded by 10 spies who needed a checkup from the neck up, who spent 40 years in the desert, the Sinai desert, and he finished strong. At the end of Joshua 24, verse 15, "Choose this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And in this cloud is the Apostle Paul, who received 5 times from the Jews, 40 lashes minus 1. 3 times he was beaten with rods. 1 he was stoned. 3 shipwrecked, and 1 spent a night and a day adrift at sea in the dark, dank, deadly prison in Rome. Paul finished strong. "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith." In this cloud are your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents. In this cloud are your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. In this cloud are your classmates who will be moving to high school with you. In this cloud is me, your pastor. The entire cloud of witnesses demonstrates that in the fight between the stream and the rock, the stream always wins, not through strength, but with endurance. Finishing strong doesn't mean finishing first. It doesn't mean without blood, sweat, tears, suffering, and sacrifice. Finishing strong means fixing our eyes on the world's only true light, Jesus Christ, whose word and sacraments empower and guarantee that he who began a good work in you will finish it on the day of Christ Jesus. So, back to the Bible studies, back to the sermon summaries, back to memorizing Bible verses and studying the small catechism. Back at it again as a class. Yes, literally, this Wednesday, prayer walk, the class meets together. It is easy as pie to begin. It's tougher than nails to finish. But finish. It's what I want. No, it's what God wants for you. For you confirmands, for all of you, for the whole world. Amen. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.